You are welcome to the podcast of Dominion Chapel International, the special place. We are a church that believes in pure worship, unadulterated word and family. Be enlightened as you listen to this message.
Hallelujah. Chapter 15 of John's Gospel. Reading verse 1 to 5, I'll rest on 4 and 5. Amen. I was playing Acts of the Apostles yesterday, and I got to a place where Apostle Paul had to rent an apartment and pay for the apartment from his own pocket in order to have time with the saints that were brought into the faith. 2 years. Two. Do we have the patience to allow him to do the things that he has said he would do? I remember one time I did a teaching on anxiety. No matter how much you have read from books, no matter the degree that you carry, you do not know the end until you enter the beginning. He is the beginning of all and the ending of same. But because we are not sure of the end, we are anxious that we'll go to the extent of wanting to pull down other people, thinking that that will enhance our speed. If you are somebody who wants to pull people down, you are making them more popular. And you are sinking yourself very deep into failure. Yes. Look at where you are going. Some athletics before, some running before, like sprint. That the gun is fired, the tape is there, and all you are doing is looking to your left and your right to see how they are also running. You may not get to that tape to be declared last, but you will fall in the process of looking left, right, left, right. I sat in the car, somebody was driving, and the person was looking everywhere. I said, stop. Let me get down. Because you are not going anywhere. You are looking everywhere. I'm going somewhere. So get down, just stop, let me get down. I won't let you go and kill me. You are going to crash. You are not concentrated, you are not focused. They say, mind your own business. You think it's an insult. It's not an insult, though. It's an advice. It's a huge one. Mind your own business. And most times, one leg is already up, not yet settled, when you are looking at some people. When you break your leg, you say it's a fearful. Yes. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds. The believers, yes. Okay, so can we read from verse 1? What translation is that? NKJV. When you finish, you go to Amplified Classic and then to BTP. Well, by the time we read all these three, you don't need any explanation again. You should understand what is there. So can we go on? Who is speaking here? Okay. It means there are some false vines, including some of your pastors. When I say, I'm not talking about the pastors here, some pastors. But if there's anyone here who falls into that bracket, it's his own. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now, Now, he said he is. When one great man of God wanted to frighten me from this book, this very chapter, he said when he took a synthetic plant and pulled a branch, so when the branch is detached, the branch will dry up. Then the Holy Ghost spoke to me instantly. He said, I am the true vine. All of you, including him, are branches. No branch is better than the other. But the branch that chooses to abide in him, the chemistry is so interesting. You choose to abide in him no matter the situation that you're going through. That I'm going to bear fruits in this kingdom, it will not be said that I only passed through, but that I left prints that I was doing my Father's business. Jesus said, didn't you know that I must be about my Father's business? If you are looking for me, you should know where to go to. Go about. On Pastor Kumuyi's message several years ago, I saw it in 1990. He said, your husband is a pastor. Of course, let me say good pastor. But this thing may not cover everybody. You know that when he is not in the house, he's at the altar or somewhere within the sanctuary, praying and getting ready for the next meeting. You know. So why the gloves? That when he comes, we shall see. By the time the man will return, you must have gotten heart attack and died already. The man is there. He is not going anywhere. Just go, you will see him on his knees talking to the Lord. That's one who is committed to the cause of the kingdom and has no business or anything. Because there are other people who are busy with some other things. And those things are even more interesting to him than the main assignment. You should have known Mother Mary. You should have known that I will be here. You have enough evidence. The mother had a lot of evidence concerning the boy. And she wasn't a lazy person. She kept on meditating on the things that happened and what she heard about this child. So you should have known. Our assignment is to be about his business and let him take care of our businesses. You see, I don't know if it is age or it is the length of years in looking at the scriptures and things like that. I'm very much concerned about the issues that will stop us from being who we are. Because God has not changed his mind concerning us. He doesn't. He has not withdrawn any promise that he has issued, to our advantage. He doesn't withdraw any. The gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. God does not need the blessing he's giving you to make him godder. Is the English correct? If it is not, just add it to your own. He doesn't need anything that will come from you to make him re-God. He's been God, the real one, before you came. And he will continue to be so after you have left. Is that okay? Now, so the issue here is that I'm the true vine. Jesus is speaking here. And you are the branches. My Father is the vine dresser. He is the one who is dressing the vine to make it more fruitful. Now, you should rejoice that you are a branch to this true vine. You should rejoice. So you have no room for sorrow. Why? Because the things that should make you shine and make your light shine brighter are all inside him, and they flow to you as long as you abide. As long as you abide. As long as you abide. And he is no respecter of persons. So any branch that is abiding, no matter where you come from and the name you are called by, it doesn't really matter when you came into the faith, whether it was yesterday or you've been there for 20 years, abide. You have the ability to make what God has programmed for you to work. He said, just abide. Abide, and you are looking beyond what where you are supposed to abide. You are looking beyond it. He said, stay here. No. He asked a question in Genesis, and he's still asking today. He called Adam and he said, where are you? You think God didn't know where he was? He knew. He wanted him to know that he had gone away. Adam, where are you? Where he placed him, he was not there. The glory he gave to him had been handed over. So it was now stinking. The fragrance that God left behind is polluted. So where are you? Anytime we go through challenges and we bow to the challenges, the question comes, where are you? If you were to be connected, the elixir that will make you jump out of that situation will flow into you. The nutrients that you need to overtake that challenge will flow into you. Whatever we need to shine in this our year of shining, enjoying the fruits of divine life, we will surely see those things come to pass in our lives. So stop carrying load. He took your load. You are behaving like that woman I met in train. He met me on board. It's been several years, but it's like yesterday. When trains, the rails were quite active. I was on the race from Kumasi. I was coming to Accra, somewhere in Eastern Region. A woman, you know, came on board carrying her luggage. Mikai pane kenteng. This basket, the is tall like that, you know, basket with load inside. And when she got on board, a young man stood from his seat and gave the seat to this woman. She sat and the basket was still on the head. We pleaded with this woman to put the basket down. She said no. I know the way train moves now. So that's how she sat there, and whichever song she was dancing to, nobody knew. But that's how she was there. When I became a Christian, I came to understand what happened to that woman's life. She was detached from her source. There was no more confidence in her. Even though she was sitting there, she was afraid that somebody would take from that basket. So it better be there. You see, and then I remember, I said, but the thing was on the head. The eyes were below the thing. So how would she see if somebody was even picking something from there? No matter the effort you want to put in to make your life good, it's not sufficient. It's not. A little trust in God, he said, just remain connected. Have faith in him. If he says, abide, abide. Forget about what the things that may happen around you. There's no how those things will affect you. Just be connected. I thought I was going to do a search. I have seen it before, but I've forgotten the details. There are some details. I still have to remind myself and go there. You know, one of the rivers there in UK, they said there was a particular plant that was some kilometers away from the it is Thames or something. The roots of that tree travel all the way down to the bed of that river. So whether it was in a dry season or wet season, continuous flow of nutrients from beneath the water or the river to the plant. So the plant was always green And they did their search and discovered that the roots had gone deep, 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 deep into that river. No branch saw it. All the branch saw was that the supply of nutrients. The roots of Christ have gone into the depth of life and the things of life that makes for goodness and godliness. He has got done all that one. He said, you just abide. Forget about how it will come. Forget about how it will what? It will come. But we now commit ourselves into how it will come, which is not our business. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, seek his righteousness, and then all these things that people are dying for shall be added unto you. He said, no. We want to see how it will come. We've got to work it out. We've got to work it what? Out. And in the process, we have challenges, we have accidents. In the process, we get engrossed in that which is not necessary. And we break down along the way. Tell your friend by your side, even if the person is your enemy, tell that person that abide in him. And let him also abide in you. If you want to enjoy peace. Amen. How many of you slept last night? How many of you slept last night? You slept. Your two eyes were closed. Were you not afraid that the ceiling could drop on you? Why? Why? You didn't even think of it. Just slept. But when you wake up and the Lord is saying, go this way, he said, no. I'm not too sure. There'll be destruction there. Can you imagine? So it's not better for your eyes to be closed, even in the daytime, so you can depend on him, completely on him. He means well for us. He has made all things available to us. But our inventions are many. In the process, we miss the track that we are supposed to follow. This chapter 15 of John's Gospel is a scripture I've read over and over. I cannot say, but it cannot be less than 100 times. Cannot be less than that. Why? Because I see keys, 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 kingdom keys that will make life easy. And in the midst of challenges, you are still laughing. I've told you before, one woman told me, he said, Pastor Fosu, you are not serious. I said, I understand. I'm not. Those who are serious are in the cemetery. They show a level of seriousness at the hospital, level of seriousness at the hospital. One leg is hanging up. They are very serious. They will never bring it down until the doctor brings the leg down. Is that not so? If God doesn't help them and they die, they now go to the second level of seriousness. Lying still, quiet, no talking. The environment these days over there, very wonderful. But it's after a short while, you go to dig, you discover that a person, maybe it will be the tongue or the hair that you may find over there, even the bones will get rotten. So I told her that serious people are at the cemetery and I'm not ready for cemetery life. That's why I make noise. I make noise, oh. I can be shouting in my own office, oh. I can shout. I shout hallelujah, praise God. If you are angry, it's your business. I've not called you. Shout in your house. Don't disturb the environment, though. But shout. When you wake up and something good drops, be able to say amen. Why? It is because you have understanding that no matter what it is, something is going to drop. You just have one responsibility. Yours is to abide. To do what? Stay connected. Stay connected. This business we are in is not unto death. This business is unto glory. So let's be children in our walk with him. Just appreciating what he's saying and following blindly, but you are not blind. There's one that is holding you and leading you. Hello? All right. Let's go on. Yeah, we've mentioned this one. Every branch in me, go back. That what? Does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch. But how can the branch bear fruit? How? What kind of judgment is that? That if the branch does not bear fruit, he takes away. Why? Is it the fault of the branch? Can you be connected? You may still fail in life. Let's go. The one that is bearing fruit, he will prune. I like that one. That if you are busy for him, he takes care of your situations. You know? We haven't eased here. God has given us so much comfort to be able to serve him. It's not like that in many places. It's not. I think that is why we don't see it. Edward's shop was idle. Nobody was going to his shop. He was crying. You come to church before everybody. He needed help from God. You will see him, he will come and sweep everywhere, and they will be at the altar and be crying. God intervened and he started having customers. And then his church attendance began to drop. It was a cost. God caused it now. He gave him freedom and the man began to entangle himself. So one day, I said, Brother Eddie, if you are not careful, this your shop, this time when they go, they may not come back again. No. So be careful. He did so. I was a bit rascally. Not in the bad sense, spiritually. So I told myself, I'm going to close this your shop. Nobody will come again. So you come and look for God. This is proper trouble. Some of you need that kind of trouble. And then patronage ceased. He came back crying. He went to the pastor and told the pastor that I closed his shop. So my pastor asked him, he said, did you share the key? You and him? He said, you prayed and closed my shop. I said, it's a very simple matter. You forsook God. That's why you are suffering. We think we'll use our might to make things happen. But it is not like that. It is how you see him, how you acknowledge him, how you worship him, what you say about him that will keep on blessing you as you go. On a daily basis, you begin to understand certain things. You are in the church. Things are happening. Your mind is somewhere else. If they should ask you the thing that I was at the office, I was listening as much as I could. But you are sitting here. You are not hearing anything. Why do you come? Are you abiding? Or you are doing a show? If I don't go, they will call me an unbeliever. If I don't go, pastor will call after service and ask me questions. Let me go so I can have peace. After all, it's just 2 hours. So you choose to come late. The time you will come, so it will be 2 hours. You understand? Good. And then people are sharing testimonies. And you don't have any to share. And you begin to ask God, Lord, why are you so partial? It's your choice. You connect a little, and then you take off. We know what Dumso is like. Ghana, we have experienced that one, so we know it. Now, don't be doing that kind of thing. Touch and go, touch and go, touch and go, touch and go, touch and remain. Amen? Touch and do what? Remain. You will not have to do this fight. He said, you will not see rain. You don't even see the wind. You will not see anything. What you have asked for, I'm going to do it for you. So leave it for me to do it. Leave it for me to do what? To do it. I gave one illustration some years ago that you ask God for something. You hand over your matter to God. He said, Father, take over this battle and fight for me. And the Lord arises with his gadgets. He wants to strike. You gave him the problem. You still went ahead and carried some weapon. You are going to fight. When he wants to strike, this is you. What are you looking for? Do you know this God? He's able to do all things. So believe him. Be connected. Sing praise unto him. Rejoice. Sit down. I saw something in the Bible. It said, meditating on him in your bed. It's there. Day and night, you are meditating. You are still. The stillness does not mean you cannot do anything. It means you have let everything go. Let him handle it. And yours is to praise him. Well, I checked on the issue of stillness. And I saw from Jehoshaphat, he said, be still. And let God do what he wants to do. But what he did was that they should organize praises. So the ministers came and they were singing. That's all they were doing. That was their stillness. Not interfering, but goading God on. Lord, you can do it. Thank you because you are doing it. We praise your name, you are doing it. That is all they did, and then they saw the results. But we know we'll bring Oxford University what we learned. The one you learn from KNUS, and they have KS, KSTU, and then the one you got from my AIT that has been transformed to University of Technology Accra. Uh-huh. Now, you are bringing all those theories they taught you. If you had the privilege of checking your lecturers' notebooks, you would discover the leaflets are yellow. The one they taught them in 19-something, the same stuff they have brought to you, nothing. But God's word is new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Can't you depend on that one? We're in sixth form in Apam Secondary School some years back, and we needed to travel to, we shared ourselves into groups. Some will go to Achimota, some will go to some of those high ranking, you know, to get notes. Because we discovered that our teachers were dependent on the notes they gave them in university. Their university. Some of them had left almost 30 years before that time. So any fresh information that came, they didn't have it. APAM was dependent upon Old Glory. But there was a time Canadian lecturers were there in the school. They were doing extraordinarily well in the arts and all that. And those were the notes that passed on from the Canadians. Some of them about 20 years or so. That is what they were dependent upon. So we had to travel out to go out materials, sit down in groups and begin to learn. We had to fight. God's own is not like that. He's not. Joshua chapter 10. He says, put your feet on the neck of your enemy. So shall the Lord do for you and all your enemies come against you. That's why you put your feet on the neck. Stop the enemy from talking. Don't let the enemy talk. Put your feet on the neck of the enemy, and it is your turn to talk. Don't let Satan talk for you to listen. What has God said? If I abide in him and he abides in me, then everything good will begin to flow in my direction. Why should you say no to that? You know, I've been a victim of that one too. I told Pastor that, but I've told my wife too. She has been on my neck like that. This knee thing, won't you do anything spiritual about it? But I said, it's time for me to go back to school. The things that I taught people, I should go and teach myself on those ones. Time for you to get back and be connected to God. It's time for you to appreciate how powerful he is and how much love. With that last stanza that of the song that we sang, we will now begin to proclaim his love. when we're able to assess how mighty and how great, how reliable that he is. Please let me just read 4 and 5 for you and then I sit down. Well, I finish reading 4 and 5. Shall we read that one? 5. You like the last statement? Now, give us a TPT of that one. Just those two verses. Now, I'll ask you just one question. Can we read that together? You must do what? In what? Life union, okay, with me. Mm-hmm. Now, listen. His own is settled. I remain in life union with you. So you must also remain in life union with me. Yes, for it's not that your life may be fruitless. Your life will be fruitless unless you remain intimately joined. So get out from your strength. Get out from your abilities and be connected to him. Submit yourself to him. Submit yourself. I've been hearing one grammar that they speak a lot these days. Come down from what? Your high horses. I like that one. Touch ground. Allow him to do what he has promised. Allow him to do what he told you. Allow him to do what you have read about yourself in scriptures. It was not just for Moses. It was for you. For what I tell one, I tell all. How can I abide in him? That is all we've been talking to you about all these years. Don't let the word of God depart from your mouth, but you meditate in this word day and what? And night. In the course of meditation, cards. You futu cards, no miwa. I don't see what brofu. They do what? And then you now give out, Abi. It is time for you to futu your life in the pool of Christ. Soak yourself completely in him. Your meditation, your pronouncements, your declarations of the things that you see in scriptures. As you begin to speak those things to yourself, your faith begins to be built stronger and stronger. And before you know, that which was like a yoke has already come down. Say, come and be friends with me. Put my yoke upon yourself. My yoke is what? It's light. And my what? My burden is what? So, do you have room for fear? It's chapter 11 of Matthew's Gospel. Verse 28 to 30. Look at that one and then I get up. Are you weary? Carrying what? A heavy burden? Then come to me. I will refresh your life. For I am your oasis. I am your oasis in the midst of the desert, the wilderness, place where no water is. I am. All right? So he said, just check if you are weary. Be sincere with yourself. We use these scriptures for unbelievers to bring them to the faith. And we think we have gone beyond that one. Now let's see the next verse. Yeah. Take my yoke upon you, learn from me. For I am what? Gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. The previous verse, he said, I will give you rest. The giving of rest, it crystallizes in you doing what you are supposed to do. You will find rest because the rest is given, but you must find rest. And the last one, my yoke is easy and my burden is what? It's light. That's the friendship card that Jesus has extended to us. It's time to go back to the very foundations of your faith. We are talking revelations. Revelation has no impact until there's a foundation. The simplicity of God's word, of the kingdom message, you and Christ agree, and that which has been pronounced on you will surely find expression. It is my prayer that we will learn from him. He is meek and lowly at heart. Don't let your Christian life please people. Don't seek to please them. Seek to do what is right. I told someone, I said, if you fear nicknames, don't be a teacher. All the teachers that taught you right from primary school or whatever level you started from, all of them have names. Names, nicknames that you gave to them. Oh, you also try and remember. When you meet them, you will call them by their nicknames. Or when you see them, you start laughing because of what you know about them. The name you gave to them. If you can't bear those things, then don't go and be a teacher. If you cannot bear names and nicknames, don't be a Christian. And he says he's a Christian. They will say it every time, but prove to them that your Christianity is one that produces effect. He took your burdens and gave you ease. May your life continue to be that of ease. And in your ease, may you gain speed in the name of Jesus Christ. If Christ is not tired, then you cannot be tired.
God bless you for listening to this message. You can also enjoy our messages on Anchor, Spotify, Podcast Addict, and all other podcast platforms. Visit us at Dominion Chapel International, the special place near the XGI building, Shashi, Accra. Do remember to subscribe to this podcast to receive more life-impacting teachings by our seasoned ministers of the gospel every single week. You can also follow DCI, the special place, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Always remember that God loves you.